Japanese animator Hayao Miyazaki is perhaps best known as the creator of the hand-drawn fantasy films Ponyo and Spirited Away. His latest project is a departure from the world of make-believe, though. His creation, The Wind Rises, is an animated biopic of the real-life Japanese engineer who designed one of the most feared fighter planes of World War II. When the film opened in Asia, it was very controversial, with some people calling it a depiction of the war that was anti-Japanese, others saying it glorified Japanese imperialism. Last week, it screened here in this country, and NPR's Alan Yu filed this report.
Hayao Miyazaki not only inspires fans, but also fellow filmmakers, including the creative team behind Toy Story and WALL-E. Critic Charles Solomon teaches animation history at the University of California, Los Angeles.
John Lasseter has said that when they really come to a block in a Pixar film, when something just isn't working, they're not sure what to do, they take a little time off, they go into their screening room and watch one of Miyazaki's movies, and they go back to their work and solve the problem.
A lot of Miyazaki's work is aimed at children, according to Linda Hoagland, a filmmaker who used to translate for Miyazaki and subtitled five of his films. She points out Miyazaki even built a preschool next to his studio.
This was a deliberate attempt on his part as a constant reminder to hear and see children, young children at play, that this is who he was making his films for, to inspire in them hopes for the future and a way to think about their lives.
That makes Miyazaki's latest film all the more radical. It's not for children.
Actually, that was one of the reasons I hesitated in making this into a movie. I was worried that children won't understand this, what we were trying to depict in the movie.
The Wind Rises tells the story of Jiro Horikoshi, the Japanese engineer who designed the Mitsubishi Zero, the Japanese fighter plane used in kamikaze attacks during World War II. Miyazaki says he finally decided to make the film because he was worried about Japan going back to the nationalism that took it to war more than 70 years ago.
There's a lot in common between the historic changes that Jiro Horikoshi lived through and the present.
There's one scene in The Wind Rises in which Japan's past and present seem to overlap. The character of Jiro is on a train rolling through lush green hills when a huge earthquake hits. The ground rises up in a massive wave. The vibrant colors turn muted and gray, and buildings are reduced to rubble. A maid breaks her leg, and Jiro saves her by carrying her to safety on his back. It draws on Miyazaki's own experiences and those of his father.
During the war in Japan, we had raids, and my father carried me on his back and we would run. Also, in the great earthquake that happened in 1923, my father, he was 9 years old then. He told me many, many times how he would flee, holding hands with his younger sister, and how proud he was that he defended her.
Past and present converge in another way in the film. Japan is still recovering from the earthquake and tsunami of 2011. Linda Hoagland, who grew up in Japan, says that, plus the recession and the rise of China, have left many Japanese feeling weak. And that led to proposed reforms to Japan's so-called peace constitution.
There is a political movement afoot in Japan to repeal Article 9, which forswears Japan from ever going to war again. Many people are arguing that if only they could export weapons and go back to war, they could regain a kind of a threatened international superiority.
So Miyazaki did something else he's never done before. He wrote a controversial op-ed against the proposed reforms. That turned some Japanese against their beloved filmmaker. Others in East Asia have criticized him for celebrating a warplane designer. Some have even drawn comparisons between the character and its creator, but Miyazaki insists they only have one thing in common.
Jiro is greatly affected by the historic events and disaster around him, as am I. We have experienced a great earthquake, and our nuclear power plant is still leaking radiation. But instead of helping to contain the radiation, my job is to be an animator, to make movies. Jiro did the same. His job was to design airplanes.
After watching The Wind Rises and reading Miyazaki's article against constitutional reform, Linda Hoagland says the filmmaker's message is clear.
What he's trying to do is to portray the fact that there were actually people involved in that war effort, and that people made compromised decisions. He's trying to say, we've already been down the path of war and it nearly ruined us. Let's not go back.
It could be Hayao Miyazaki's final statement. He has announced The Wind Rises will be his last feature film. Alan Yu, NPR News.